This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
All right, and of course, it is time for Wednesday Live. It's right now 11 o'clock in the morning. So glad that you are tuning in and joining us today. And we have some very important things, as we always do, to bring before you. And we're looking forward to having you with us. So keep that dial set right here at 89.9. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And so we're going to jump right into things. First of all, we had a little bit of mail that we may address, but I wanted to make mention of the fact that there are many things available through FEMA to those of you who have been impacted by the hurricanes and also by the tornadoes. And almost every day I end up with another stack of opportunities to get assistance. And so some of those areas help with rent or lodging if you have been impacted by the storm and it has impacted negatively your ability to stay in your home. There is help available for rent or lodging, home repairs or replacement. If you need immediate assistance, there's also some resources available to assist in that area. Replacement of personal property, medical or dental care, transportation, child care, replacing important documents. There are many, many different areas that FEMA is working to assist us here in the state of Florida. And, of course, there's everything from the roof through the whole building. They have all these different programs. And so you have transitional sheltering. You have Operation Blue Roof, disaster recovery centers. And those have opened back up. I believe we have one open here in Martin County as well as into St. Lucie County. And also FEMA is hiring. And so if you're looking for a job and you're interested in checking in, FEMA also has online applications that you can go online. And so there is a lot of different things available through FEMA. So you can go to disasterassistance.gov, disasterassistance.gov, or use the FEMA app for mobile services. You also can call FEMA, their helpline, at 800-621-3362. That's 800-621-3362. And so please keep that in mind. And if you are looking at your area of taxes, because taxes are going to be happening here coming up the first of the year, keep in mind that there also is relief in the filing dates for your personal and business taxes. And so you're going to have to go online and poke around a bit for that or give us a call. We do have some input as well that will assist with that. But if you're a business owner anywhere in the state of Florida or an individual, as far as paying your taxes and getting everything together, there are a lot of relief efforts that have been put in place, and the date has been moved. I think it's around March, something like that. I don't have the paperwork with me. But, Dave, this is a big deal. It'll help a lot of our businesses. A lot of our people in the state of Florida have suffered a great deal. So, again, I want to welcome our team. I have David with us this morning. Karen's with us. And, David, you have some things to share?
Yes. So from time to time, we receive info releases from Martin County. And the county commission has several advisory boards that the county commission depends on for information and guidance. And there are two openings, two different board vacancies right now. The Industrial Development Authority board has a vacancy, one individual. Now, this authority is responsible for financing refinancing projects for the public for public purposes, as described in the Florida Industrial Development Financing Act. And this board advises the county commission regarding that. There's one opening. You have to be a resident of Martin County and registered to vote in this county. You cannot be someone who's does business with the county in this regard, or works for someone that does business with the county.
So it's a great opportunity for anyone in the body of Christ to actually get involved in your community and make a difference. And, you know, David, so many times I hear Christian people say, I wish I could make a difference. I wish I knew what I could do.
Right.
I want to do more than just sit and warm a seat. So these are great ways to get involved in our community.
They are. And the one other one, and this may appeal to the greatly pastoral among us, and that is County Healthcare Review Board has one vacancy for an at-large member, which means anyone in the county. Again, you have to be a county resident and a voter and all this. It's a one-year term, and this particular agency, this board, recommends to the Board of County Commissioners those indigent individuals whose hospitalization costs shall be paid from the hospitalization fund. And so that's a pretty significant place to be helping people out in a big way. And again, if you are someone that works with or in a business relationship with the county that has to do with healthcare, no, you don't need to even call on this. But otherwise, all of these both board openings, you can contact Donna Gordon in the administration office of the county. The phone number is 772-288-5756, or you can email her at dgordon@martin.fl.us.
There you go. And if you did not get all of that, you can give us a shout here at the station, and that number 772-221-1100. And for other counties, Palm Beach and Indian River and St. Lucie County and Okeechobee County, to the staff and those of you who are listening in, if you have a network wherein you bring together your community to help, if you will put us on your mailing list, we will try to get the word out and let people know how the community can be more involved. Karen, great to have you with us today. And of course, between Karen and Dave, we have both the front line on Monday morning, a great program that Dave does. And we also have Karen, who is with everybody's helping me get set up here this morning. And we also have Karen, who has the Friday program, which is Hidden Places. Great program, Karen. Great to have you on the staff here.
Amen. It's great to be here. And thank you for that. So we just wanted to read off this note that we received Joyce Meyer.
Let's do.
Joyce says, I want to take a moment to personally thank you for the incredible partnership we've shared over some of the past 40-plus years. It's been an honor to share in ministry with you through my radio teaching and to spread the message of God's love and the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Together, we have reached countless lives, and Dave and I are deeply, deeply grateful for the role your station has played in helping us fulfill the Great Commission. While we've had to make the difficult decision to end our radio airings, please know that this in no way diminishes our appreciation for everything you've done to help us reach people. We've seen amazing fruit from this partnership, and we couldn't have done it without you. I pray that God continues to bless the work of your station and your ministry to all who tune in. We truly couldn't have asked for better partners. Thank you again for being such a faithful ally in sharing the gospel. Your impact has been felt far and wide, and we look forward to seeing how God continues to use your station in the future. With heartfelt gratitude, Joyce Meyer.
All right, so to our listeners, you would recognize that we still have Joyce Meyer on WCNO. And that is because of your support, because Joyce Meyer Ministries is no longer paying their share of support. And so that literally means that we have to raise the additional budget to cover the cost of her program. So if you appreciate Joyce Meyer and her ministry, keep in mind that your support of WCNO is making that possible at this time. I'm not sure if we'll be able to continue to make that available, but at this time we are able to do that. And so this is some changes. There's some changes taking place in media across the nation, and we're glad that we're able at this point to daily bring Monday through Friday Joyce Meyer to you in the mornings as in the past. But many of you listen. I know you listen while you're driving to work in the mornings, and you tell us that, and so thank you for your support. Also, just a note on that, and then we're going to welcome our guest who is with Operation Christmas Child, and that's going to be a great portion of our morning. I want to remind all of our family that we actually were endeavoring to have a fundraiser during the hurricanes. It just was not the best time for us to do that. And we did get our mail out. I hope the mail made it out. And I believe many of you still have that packet, and you just haven't got around to sending in your gift yet. We were several thousand dollars short, about 70,000 short. We do have some donations coming in. I want to lift a shout out to Grace Emanuel Church and to their mission board. An additional $5,000 donation is coming to the to WCNO from them, and we love the family at Grace Emanuel Church, Pastor Sam and Sue, and the great congregation of people there. Thank you for your support. That's going to help us in a great way. And so to the rest of our family, please keep us in prayer. And if you have not made a donation yet, please prayerfully consider doing that and mail that out to us. And we're adding them in. You can go online and see we're going to transition from our pledges and our income to where income to date. So we're very soon going to be changing that. But you'll be able to see online where we are and what's come in to date. And we want to thank all of you for your support. All right. I must now, with great joy, welcome Valerie. Welcome.
Thank you.
And here I was asking if this was your second or third time, and you told me how about the fourth time, right? So we're so glad to have you with us, and what a great ministry that Samaritan's Purse is with Franklin Graham. And Operation Christmas Child is just part of that. So what is Operation Christmas Child?
Well, thank you for having me today. And, you know, Operation Christmas Child is very dear to my heart and a lot of other people in the United States and around the world. And Operation Christmas Child is a tangible, just a tangible gift of love to children. It's Samaritan's Purse is collects shoebox gifts filled with fun toys and school supplies and personal care items, and is delivered to children in need around the world to demonstrate God's love and the people care for them. And many of these children, you know, have never got a gift before in their life. Mm. And also, they've never even heard the name of Jesus and what Jesus can do in their lives. And they have that opportunity in the outreach event in their own countries, in their own language, led by their own people, to have an outreach event that tells them about Jesus and tells them about Jesus's love and care for them. And they open their hearts, and then this will last them the whole life through. And we will see them in heaven someday because of a simple shoebox gift.
Awesome. Mm. This is evangelism. It's missions.
It's all
and it's
about
an opportunity for everybody.
Right. It's all about. And then they get their shoebox gifts after they hear about the wonderful love of Jesus Christ.
And what are the responses you hear from the field from last year and from the years? What kind of responses do you get reports back?
Well, of course, we've met our goals every year.
That's wonderful.
Every year, and millions of children are hearing about Jesus and getting their shoebox gifts. But the more boxes we have, the more gifts we can give to children, and the more opportunities that they can come to these outreach events, because this has to be planned a lot of months in advance
To
make it happen. Logistics is amazing at Samaritan's Purse, and that children have, we've got spiritual impact stories that are just amazing, that God knows exactly the child that's going to get this shoebox. He knows their name, he knows their needs. And when they get their gifts, it's exactly what they need, because God's got a hand in all of this.
So what I've heard some numbers in the past that are just amazing as far as how many children actually and families are impacted by this and end up coming to faith in Christ.
Well, throughout the years since 1993, over 220 million children have received shoebox gifts.
What's
through this
that?
Project.
200?
220 million
wow.
children throughout the years. And the children have got this, the shoeboxes, and it impacts also their families and then their communities and their villages, and churches are started because of these.
Wow. So how does this work? How does this work? Any illustrations?
Simple shoebox.
Yeah. Okay.
Simple shoebox. Get a shoebox. And Samaritan's Purse over the years has supplied the teams that I work with, just many, one of many, many throughout the United States and around the world and other countries too. We supply shoeboxes that are nicely colored in their Operation Christmas Child colors of red and green.
Okay.
But you can use any shoebox. You can use a plastic shoebox. Keep it about the shoebox, a regular shoebox size, and just pack it with gifts that would be fun for a child.
Okay.
And also, these children, they can't go to the local stores and buy school supplies, so that we supply school supplies for them and also personal care items.
Okay.
Normally, our shoeboxes that come from Florida go to either the South Sea Islands or to Africa, some of the other in Middle Eastern countries. We've got into Samaritan's Purse is so known around the world for giving and their ministries that they can get into countries with their gift filled shoeboxes that other countries can't give to children, because they know, these countries know that we love them and that Samaritan's Purse is going to want to do right with their children and give them a gift. And
so what is the cost for someone that's listening today saying, I've never done that before, where would I start? How would I go about this? You mentioned a shoebox, a standard shoebox will work.
Pack it with related things. And then there is a, this is a, let me show you this, a donation of $10 if you would like to, if you can, give that donation. It helps to get the shoeboxes over to the other countries. Shipping. These are going not by truck. They're going by ships and airplane and get into big containers and into the different countries. And then the ministry partners overseas, they get them from the port or the airport, and then go into the country, and that helps with
the cost.
The cost of that, and also a wonderful little gift booklet that every child gets on top of their shoebox when they're handed a shoebox in the other countries, called The Greatest Gift. It's a little booklet that in childlike language and in childlike pictures and all that tells about Jesus and about his
shares
life.
Shares the story.
Tells
That's
the
awesome.
Story. And, you know, of course, when you are a parent, you want to also give this little read this little booklet too, and so the parents get the message about this salvation of Jesus.
This is tremendous, and this is coming up. Of course, you know, we have some dates and deadlines, and so what are the dates? When is National Collection Week?
National Collection Week is all around the world. Really, is the November the 18th through the 25th. That's a Monday through a Monday. And there are over multiple millions of, or thousands, I should say, of locations throughout the United States. But our locations are in this area.
Okay.
And here in Stuart is the First United Methodist Church in Canner Highway, 1500 Canner Highway. And that's the central drop-off here in
Martin County,
and then there's two other ones in Port St. Lucie. I'm a team member on the Treasure Coast, and this is the Treasure Coast.
Okay.
So the Treasure Coast is the all of Martin County and all of Port St. Lucie.
And okay.
So, So that's the two.
So we have Cornerstone Baptist Church?
Cornerstone Baptist Church.
And that is 1450 Broadview Street, mm-hmm. Central Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Port St. Lucie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there's the Central Baptist Church in 202 Southwest Tulip.
Tulip.
Street.
Oh, there's two different locations
two different
here. I see
locations
that. Okay.
In Port St. Lucie.
Excellent.
But you can go to a drop-off locator on SamaritansPurse.org /OCC and get that locator in your area. It's very easy to work with. Just put in your zip code and you'll see all the locations in your area. And that's open at this time. So you can find a location near you.
So wherever you live in the United States, wherever you live in Florida, you are going to be able to find a place that's within fairly close driving distance to do a drop-off.
And that's all you need to do is just drop off your box. We pray over every box. You know, prayer is what fuels this ministry.
Yes.
So prayer is put in the first thing, and then throughout its journey overseas, or wherever it's going to go, is covered with prayer.
That's awesome. So why not plan to touch a life and a family?
Yeah,
and who knows how many other lives are going to be touched by that shoebox. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
And this doesn't cost a lot of money. When you're looking at school supplies, maybe hygiene items, fun toys.
About $25, $15 to $25. Yeah, it all depends if you get the sales.
Okay.
And these children don't want much, because everything that they need is in that box, because because God has ordained it, and they just are so delighted to get just a little stuffed animal or a little toy car or a stuffed animal or a baby doll for these along with their school supplies and their hygiene items. Toothbrushes, put a couple of toothbrushes for family members in there.
That's awesome. So in 2023, I'm looking at some notes here, 11.3 million shoebox gifts were collected globally.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. 10 million from the U.S. alone. So the United States is very active in this over a number of years. And so what is the goal this year? What's your goal for this year?
Well, the Treasure Coast goal is a God-sized goal of 7,077 shoeboxes in the Treasure Coast alone. Now, I can't tell you what other teams are, but
that's your goal for
there's over a million shoeboxes sent out every year
for
Samaritan's Purse throughout the United States. In the world.
Awesome. And we were just talking about with the storms, very devastating storms up the coast, and you were making mention of how has that impacted the locations and collections.
Well, of course, Samaritan's Purse is there on site where all the people have floods
very
damages
true. Yes.
and everything. They're the first people on site, really, and they are working to get that area of the world, which is their area. Their headquarters is in Boone, North Carolina, but only two drop-off locations out of the hundreds and thousands of drop-off locations in the United States. Only two have decided that it's just too much.
Too much to be able to handle.
To be able to handle it. So their drop-off locations are there, and they want to collect the shoeboxes and get them to children. That's the first stop. Get them going and get them overseas for these children.
So, right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, which is really the area you are overseeing,
yes,
we have a goal of 7,077 locations that you can drop off the boxes. So we have the First United Methodist Church that's on Canner Highway, 1500 South Canner. Mm-hmm. In Stewart, and over the years, if you live in this area, you've seen the semi-trailer that's backed up there and being loaded right there across from the church.
You can't miss it. It's a big old signage on the front of those trailers and telling about that we're here to bless a child and to bless you.
It's a blessing.
bless you by blessing.
Being a blessing, sure.
Being a blessing.
And Cornerstone Baptist, 1450 Broadview Street, that's Port St. Lucie, and mm-hmm. Central Baptist, 202 Southwest mm-hmm. Tulip, Port St. Lucie. Mm-hmm. Also, keep in mind that Samaritan's Purse is involved, and you mentioned that briefly, but is involved really around the world in reaching out and mm-hmm. ministering to the needs of people. And I know mm-hmm. we interviewed some of the on-the-ground leadership on the other coast back when we had the first storm. And this is just a great organization. And keep in mind that Samaritan's Purse is a 501c3 tax-exempt charity. So when you make a donation to Samaritan's Purse, that donation is going to be tax deductible mm-hmm. if that is part of your tax planning. And so you can go online. Again, that was samaritanspurse.org/OCC. Okay.
And then you can even find out what times the drop-offs are open.
Excellent. So we have samaritanspurse.org/OCC is for Operation Christmas Child.
Absolutely.
So excellent. So that is really excellent. And again, the collection week is coming up.
November 18th through the 25th.
18th through the 25th. So that mm-hmm. is going to be really important. And I mm-hmm. trust that that you as an individual will prayerfully consider being a part this year. And why don't we just break all the records and fill up more shoeboxes. And, of course, this is a great project for a family. Mm-hmm. It's a great project to teach your children about giving and the importance of reaching mm-hmm. children from other nations mm-hmm. that need to know about Christ mm-hmm. and to be able to open that up. And I suppose families could go online and probably find some of these stories about lives that have been touched.
Absolutely.
Do you have a story you could share with us?
We had a Full Circle speaker who was Alex Sinchimana from Uganda just here this summer and in this area and spoke to a number of churches and told his story. And he tells a story about he was lived with his went during the Tutsi wars in Uganda that people were just being slaughtered, and his parents and his all his family was pretty much non-existent after the war. But he was sent to an orphanage before, but when he was running away from the Tutsi warriors that were trying to
take his
life, he slipped and fell and a bullet went right over his head, and shortly after that he thought, well, why is my life spared? And he found out that in the orphanage they had an outreach event, and he was he learned about God and God's love and about Jesus, and he said, now I know why my life was spared, because he's been in ministry now in Samaritan's Purse and with Operation Christmas Child for quite a few years.
Praise
now.
God. Yeah, so. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. And another little story about a little boy got a shoebox, and he couldn't really see the things that were in there because he had an eye problem. He couldn't see very well, and he found out that on top of his shoebox, the very first thing when he opened it up was a magnifying glass.
Ooh.
God had ordained that.
Well, praise God. This is absolutely an awesome, awesome thing. Dave, any questions or thoughts?
Well, I've always been impressed since I found out about Operation Christmas Child. It's just another way God works through his people to bring his word to people that otherwise would not necessarily get a chance to hear the gospel.
No. Simply.
And in fact, that alone to me is very powerful, because we know we're sent to the whole earth.
We are.
To bring the gospel message. We also know there are people groups that for one reason or another can't and sometimes won't get the gospel unless, certain specific measures are taken. Mm-hmm. And that just excites me. This is God. God just loves to do this, I know.
He does.
Is find his way. But that, so I'm real impressed with the vision that's behind Operation Christmas Child, and then, you know, all the hearts that have gotten into involved to make it happen.
Yeah. You know, thinking that at one time here you have Australia, Austria, Canada, Finland, Germany, New Zealand, South Korea, Spain, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and the United States, all of these nations, Christians, working together to reach our lost world mm-hmm. this Christmas season. This is awesome. Karen, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, the other day what popped up on my Instagram was one of the recipients of one of the boxes. They're showing the group of kids.
Yeah.
And this school, he's maybe like 8 years old or so.
Yeah.
Has his box.
That's my favorite.
Let me
has
see.
The box. He's jumping up and down. He has not even opened the box yet. But you know the it's like someone that's about to take a bite out of something really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You
somebody
know, and
he cares.
Wants to savor the moment.
Wow! Yeah.
That somebody cares for him.
That's right.
World.
Wow. And he's celebrating, he's high-fiving, he's fist-pumping, smiling ear to ear.
And you can just see the significance of that gift.
Right. It was kissing the box and everything. It has not even opened it yet. And so somebody that's truly appreciative.
Yeah, right. Amen. Some of these kids have never received anything gifted before in their whole life.
That's just hard. It's hard for us to imagine that in our nation.
Right, right. And this is a Go Box, Gospel Opportunity Box, first of all.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we like to pray over these events, and so Valerie, would you just lead us in a moment of prayer as we're transitioning into our second half of the hour here?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just praise your name, Lord, and we just thank you so much for this opportunity to give a simple little gift to a child that will impact their life forever. Lord, just right now, open the child's hearts right now, Lord. Get it ready to receive the gospel message of Jesus Christ and his love, Lord. Mm. We just ask that the boxes all get safely overseas and get into the hands in a timely manner of all the children so they might just be loved on and just know that somebody in this world cares about them, and God, of course, loves them so much. It was in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, every year I look forward to reminding our listening audience and to see a growing response from our community. And so this is really exciting. Valerie, thank you so much for taking the time
thank
to come
you.
In today.
Thank you.
And you were a wonderful presenter. You had a great presentation for our family. So to all of our listening family, remember that you can go online, and we do have information here, but you can, of course, you can go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and you can find any information you might need in regards to your community where you live. And of course, we're reaching into a lot of communities up and down the east coast of Florida. So glad you're listening today. Well, we are going to go to a song. It's right now 11:33. We have another guest that's going to be joining us, and we have another powerful story, actually, about a child and the rescue of a child right here in our own area, and how God is working through the body of Christ to reach and to change lives right here in Florida also. Next song's entitled Revival, and that is exactly what we are believing God is up to in our nation. And you may have been in prayer for a long time for someone. Don't stop praying. God is at work.
Amen.
We'll be right back. Come change. And David, we are off to a great morning on Wednesday Live,
yeah, sure
talking
are.
About the Operation Christmas Child, and that's coming right up, and so that's going to be really important for people to get involved in that. And you know, David, I every time they come in here, I just want to go right home and find a shoebox and pack it, you know, and be a part of this. And it's just a great ministry. You know, one thing that we failed to mention is that you can go online, and for $25, you can pack a shoebox, just do it online and make it available as a gift to a child. So if If you're not into packing your own, buying your own, this is an option that you could do. You just go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. All right. Yeah. You are listening to Wednesday Live. It is right now at 11:40, and I believe we have our dear friend John Nelson with us. John, welcome.
Hi, guys. How's everything going?
Super. It's going good. God is on the move. We have a lot to be thankful for these days.
You have no idea. I mean, I got to tell you that it was a little touchy going into what happened with the election, but, you know, with 3 and 4 mm-hmm. being voted out in Florida, that was a reason to celebrate.
Huge.
I think the whole thing overall, for the Christian standpoint,
it's huge.
It was huge. It wasn't little. It was huge. But, you know, the enemy loves the fact that we think that we have victory. You can bet that the people are already planning what they're going to be up to in the next three years from now. And it'll start all over. So, but we're going to celebrate what God's done for us, and we're going to stand in the light.
That's right. We're going to celebrate, and we're going to prepare for the next front that we have to stand up in. And, you know, the scripture talks about occupying until I come. And so that's a good word, because it makes it clear that God plans on us having space to stand and to be actively involved in kingdom work right up until the time the Lord comes for his church. So, John, you're involved in that.
It's definitely a big testimony to what can happen when people take a hard look at the facts instead of the propaganda. And then see just where the nation was headed into a dark corner. They had the people sold that dark corner was light. And it's a lie. And so we'll celebrate that today.
We do for sure. Well, John, I know you have some exciting things coming up, but I heard something about a child.
If anyone's wondering if they should advertise on this station, I think it's our fourth year. You know, we didn't get a lot of phone calls because it takes traction. Anybody that knows media or advertising, I come from restaurants, so I know as well as anybody. You know, people need to hear and see things. And, you know, I got a call from a young lady, and she heard us in Broward. She lives in Homestead, and she listens to 89.9 when she's in the area up there in the northern part of Broward. And it's crazy. I sent Sherry the News 10 clip of a 2-year-old baby that was rescued out of an apartment on Collins Avenue that was so severely beaten, had 9 broken ribs, testicles were enlarged, and the dad, 2 months old, and the dad only called EMS because it stopped breathing. So we fast forward, and I get this call from this young lady, and she goes, John, I know you don't know me, and I just want to share with you, because you're always talking about fosters and how important it is to foster, and you just never know which direction a kid can go. She petitioned the 3 kids, didn't have the money for a 4th, and she said, you know, God put it on my heart that I'm going to try to get my they were already fosters. They were already approved, which is a process. And she shared that, you know, I went to the people I needed to, and we ended up with that baby.
Wow.
You know, once they got out of the hospital. And this is God's power right here. 10 months later, I sent Sherry that picture also. It's coming up. It's about 13 months old now. There's only one little issue left health-wise to that baby. It was severely beaten at 2 months old.
Wow.
You know, you hear stories like that, and you think to yourself, well, I would never do that. Well, I'm thankful that most people would never consider doing that to a child. I got another phone call last week from a young lady that we were helping through the sheriff's office. We work with a lot of girls on the streets, and everyone knows my story, and we don't need time for that. Long story short, she called me. It'd been a year. She's now in a program with her 3-year-old. Up on Orange Avenue in Fort Pierce. There's a great outreach up there that takes women and their kids. And she goes, I want to thank you because I should be dead. You know, it ain't me. We're just vessels.
We're just vessels.
You know, and everybody's called to a different thing. And I just believe that, you know, there's nothing more powerful than rescuing somebody out of the darkness. It's a victory.
Amen. Amen. That's absolutely awesome. How is our friend, the lady that recently celebrated her 1 year sobriety, and
she's getting her license back. The judge, she has had to go through so much stuff, and the judge has her driver's license on his desk, and they're supposed to sign it today, so she can go. And we're going to finally give her the car. You know, we've been able to come up with a couple of vehicles for women that have really broke their backs to not only stay sober, but get back into the community and to God's love. And we're looking to do another car here soon. We have outreaches up in Fernando Beach. He's a tow truck service, but what happens is I come into contact with a girl that just got out of prison. She'd been working with us a little bit because she was a painter. And this guy has got incredible cars because people get towed and never pick the car back up. Well, these guys get to take ownership of these vehicles, and sometimes they're great vehicles. And he knows that our budget's $2,000 to $3,000. So I was just on the phone with him yesterday talking about a third vehicle. And, you know, the door's open. You got to go open. You got to shake trees, though. You know, we tell all these guys coming into sobriety this: you can pray and hope, but you better bring a shovel.
Yeah, amen.
You know, God can make a way happen, but He ain't gonna like let you lay up in some halfway house and think that magically his bills are gonna get paid. That wasn't my experience. But you know, there's so many great things. We got a 250 kid heat event January 2nd. We do it on Christmas all the time. It's our 10th year with the heat, and we took 250. We've got an outreach, and, you know, this is one thing, and I don't think I've ever shared this. We partner with other nonprofits.
I love that about your ministry.
Call me, you know what? One of the biggest things I found when I first started doing this over 11 years ago is nonprofits, first off, raising money is tough. You know that as well as I do.
We do.
Anybody listening that does what we do, you got a million people trying to get that dollar. But I promised myself, if we have the way and the means to include people in our events, we're going to include them, and we're not going to charge them. We're going to give them the tickets. We gave an outreach in Miami that's been doing school bags and feeding kids lunch for over 25 years. He's a famous DJ. He partners with Flo Rida, who's a rap star, who's actually a Christian. They teach these kids that you're going to go make something out of your life. We don't put up with violence. You're not going to gangbang. You know, there's a way of doing things. And there's another nonprofit here locally. Everybody knows Project Lift. I am such a huge fan of what they do. This is the second time that we brought them to the heat. We're giving them 50 tickets because they're taking these kids that have troubled lives. They're giving them an opportunity to learn a trade because I'm in the trades. Nobody went into the trades over the last 6-7 years. Everybody went to college. But you're teaching these kids the value of taking pride in a trade that they can actually go out there and make something out of their lives. And they have testimonies that'll blow you away. I mean, kids that have come out of juvenile delinquency and juvenile prisons, and my guy that cuts my trees is their number one advocate and goes for money up in Tallahassee for them. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. We have another nonprofit. This will be the 9th year they've gone with us because they came to us through another sponsor, a bank. And since Vietnam, these three guys have been taking kids in the Coral Springs area, Broward, court-ordered, whatever. But they have to sign a contract. And I want you to hear this. This is what they make them do. You're going to have a code of conduct. You're going to dress right. You're going to go to school right. We know you've been through some stuff. We're going to get you the counseling you need. 97% go to college.
Wow.
97%. Wow. But if you were to meet these kids, yes, sir, no, sir, and it's not just boys, it's mostly boys, but a lot of girls, they've all gone on to do great things. And then they come back to that after they get their careers going and help with that outreach because it's not cheap. I mean, you sponsor, you guys run ministries, you run a radio, it ain't cheap.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of times, and I was just talking to Jay yesterday in Broward County, they're looking for a car for a single mom that's in the Salvation Army. A lot of times we take money out of our own pockets. Mm-hmm. You know, during COVID, we kept families recover going our own pockets because the other big sponsors were taking care of COVID responsibilities. But God's always, you know, the January 2nd, We're still lacking about $8,000. We're keeping 100 tickets for ourselves. I want the listeners to really hear this. Everybody in that radio station knows I give my own my own phone number. Any family out there that is not doing so well and they want to spoil their kids, please contact me. We will put you on this bus with us with food, and we'll go down to the Heat game and have a great day. The good reason is that January 2nd is the they're not in school yet. We try to pick days because it's always kids. Because you don't get out of the stadium till 11 o'clock. So if it's a school night, we're not being responsible getting them home at 1:30 in the morning. They're not going to go to school. So, you know, the Heat have just been tremendous. They're just so stand up with all the nonprofits, not just us. We are the nonprofit of the game. So we will be on the floor. They will be talking about what we do. You know, it's just a blessing. You know, and I know people are thinking, well, that's $8,000, not a lot of money. There's people that I do work for that their mortgages are more than that. So if you're listening, WCNO needs money, too, to get their budget up. Mail me a check for $8,000. It's the end of the year, and it's a tax deduction.
There you go.
And then the event's covered. You know, I don't know if anyone listening can actually understand what I'm about to say. I don't think out of the box, and I don't think big. And God wants us to think big. Mm. You know, He owns it all anyway. So if we're not asking, seeking, or praying, He already knows what we need. So, I mean, our needs are always met. It's just, you know, that two-year-old, I was just looking at that story on my phone. What a way to start your life. Mm. Hated by your parents. Beat almost to death. And then rescued. Mm. You know, Moses was put into a whatever floated down the river.
Crocodile-infested river, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, he was anointed and protected. And, and we're all anointed and protected. You know, I just, the stories that I hear, most people never hear because I'm street level. Most people will never understand because their families have never been there. But there's people listening right now. They probably have a bottle of vodka in front of them and don't think there's a way out. There is a way out. Mm-hmm. You can call WCNO anytime. You call me, 772-285-5828. I answer my phone. You know, Keith Masters is on the street doing stuff. There's so many people, but you got to be to a point where the darkness is so deep that it's time to maybe find some light. Because I don't know about anybody else, and my story is pretty deep. I have hope today.
Amen.
And I sure as heck hope that the people that I'm involved with are the lighthouses that we need. And if people don't think that it's still dark because of how the elections went, we're still in a pretty dark place. There is forces working against us, this country. There's pastors that aren't preaching the right way, you know, because they're afraid the buckets ain't going to get full. You know, shame on them. But we got a loving God. I got a loving radio station.
Amen.
And, you know, look at Samaritan's Purse.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are going to get gifts? We do the same thing. It's crazy. I'll send the flyer to Sherry. This is the 20th year that this region, it started with a friend of ours, Mitch and Rhonda. They do Toys for Tots and Addiction. Every year, they take down the needs and the ages and where to send them and send them all over the country. It's been going on for 20 years. Last year, just this region, our little AA home groups were able to help 150 families. People that are in prison, people that are in treatment centers, they could not get their kids toys or any kind of gift. You know, sometimes it's a computer if it's not a kid. Shipped to their house with their mom or dad's name on it. You know, that's love.
Yeah.
You know, look at Elevate Hope. Can't say enough for them. I know them personally. They'll feed 500 families. You know, a lot of people jump in and help them, but 500 families will eat Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I mean, if you're a nonprofit and you think not helping another nonprofit doesn't work, I have news for you. The blessings are huge.
Amen.
Yeah, I believe that's a good word for the whole body of Christ, John. Pastors, churches across the region, the more we can get together, the more we are able to lift up Christ in a meaningful way for our region. And I am so pleased that you emphasize that regularly, and I believe that is so important just to get us out of our box.
You know, Jonathan, you know me a while. I literally have to verbalize it because I forget.
Yes. Yeah.
I wake up and the demons are kicking my butt.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll share this real quick. I know you got it best. I was able to take my great niece. I was just up in Detroit, which is an extremely anti-Jesus, anti-everything kind of state. I don't understand it. And my family, God bless them, pretty much never in the church, don't talk about it, don't even believe that Jesus exists. I was able to take my great niece, and I got to be careful what I say because I stay in their house when I go there, and I go there a lot. My niece is 18, taking her back to school. We're talking at lunch, and she loves me more than life. I'm very, you know, I'm so loved. I'm very blessed. All my kids love me. And I got to talk to Jesus about it because she was asking me about when I died on the table 8 years ago. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, Maddie, the only reason that your uncle's still breathing is because God had something for him. There's no doubt in my mind that the angels walked into Cleveland Clinic, which is Martin North at the time, and saved my life to go out and try to help other people.
Yeah.
And you know what? I could see, I left that college and I, with that fullness of, you know what? I've been able to gently share those things because I got to watch what I say, you know, because of what they believe. And we're not here to offend. We're here to give hope.
Amen. Turn the lights on, so, right?
You know, it's just some, you know, that little baby. I can't blouse and share your picture if he turns a year. They're coming to the heat with us. We're actually going to have, what an angel. Hmm. You know, my friend that's up there in that treatment center up in Fort Pierce with her baby. God bless you. That kid needs you.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we make mistakes, but that doesn't mean it's over.
That's true.
You know,
that's
our kids need us. They need us more now than ever.
John, we really haven't said anything about families recover. Give us a couple minute. What is families recover?
We started Families Against Drunk Driving 12 years ago with some personal tragedies and some stuff. We got involved with Eula Clark here locally, who was a family lawyer. She taught us a whole lot about family law. And soon after, the opioids took off and we kicked heroin. So we were talking, Jenny and I, one night with a few friends, and it's like, you know, we really need a name that really talks more about what this does. And it came up, Families Recover. Because families do recover. And who suffers the most? The family.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not the person in the treatment center or in the jail cell or living out the street. It's the family. You know, and that kind of kicked us into that kind of a mode. And I failed to talk about what we do because I am so perplexed not to make it a puffed up situation of look at us, look at me. That's not the mission. You know, the mission is to get families back together, to get these kids back on the right track. And families recover. We with Jenny, you know, she was trafficked at the end of her life. She died from drugs, 38 years old. That was my wife. And people, I just had a zero trafficking gentleman call me up and say, you share that candidly. Well, you know, it wasn't easy in the beginning, but now it's become a testimony because 53 girls later, including the one that just got off the streets last week, we're small, but we're making a dent.
Amen. Amen.
And we're making a dent. And, you know, I my son's coming on the construction a lot more. I can get away from that. God's put it on my heart to start really getting out there and raising the money that we need to get the word out. It costs money to get the word out.
It does.
You know, you guys, look at your budgets. You know, the hurricane kind of came in and ruined the fundraiser. And you would have made it. And you're still going to make it because WCNO Radio, 7 counties wide, it's important. Yeah. This radio station's important. We get to say the truth. When me and the other two amigos get on there, Keith and we have such a good time when we go on there. But we're allowed to talk about things that we could never talk about on a syndicated radio program.
It's true.
And it's not their fault. It's just they have mandates because they're taking big money.
That's it.
You know, and you guys could easily take that big money and it would shut guys like Jimmy and Keith and myself down. And then not only me, you guys, because you guys are allowed to be a little more bolder than the rest.
That's true.
And we need that. We need that back.
John.